Magic 931, Scudder and Maddie.
When did you realise you became your parents? You know, when you were a kid and you thought, oh, Dad's doing something weird again. I'll never be like my dad.
So embarrassing. Yeah, how could he want to do that?
I caught myself hand watering the lawn, even though we've got a perfectly good irrigation system out there. Hand watering the lawn, you know, hand on my hip, one hand on the hose. I had a beer, actually. and I just had this sudden epiphany. I'm like, I am my dad. This is what my dad used to do. And I used to think he was ridiculous. Why don't you just let the pop-up sprinkler do it instead? No, I understand now, because it was relaxing. Mm. It was nice. It was a good time.
See, I didn't realize it until my boyfriend met my dad. And then he's like, said to me, you are so much like your father. It's not even funny.
Oh.
And then because like... He used to always dance around the kitchen, shake his bottom and like sing a random song like out of nowhere, and that is me to an absolute T.
Well,
and I didn't realize it, that I was the same as him until someone pointed it out.
Like I said before, it's inevitable. You have been raised by these people, and so they have taught you, you know, your traits, and they will come out at one stage in your life.
You think you're different from them, but we're all really not.
Whether you like it or not, you will become your parents.
We've opened up the phone lines, 858-239-31.
Alrighty, Sarah from Renmark, kick this off for us. When did you realise you were your parents?
It was about 4 years ago, and I'd finished up a class at uni, and I was walking through the grounds of uni with my best mate, and we went past the science buildings, and the science buildings are really reflective, like the glass is quite mirrored, and my friend must have said something funny, and I laughed and like threw my head back, and I looked into the reflective glass, and I just got this glimpse of this person. I was like, oh my God, that's my mum.
Oh, mum? Is that
so
you?
So it looks like her. So it wasn't even like a personality trait. You got caught your reflection.
The sound of the laugh with the reflection. Mum and I do look kind of similar, but I've never thought we looked similar. Everybody else does. So as soon as I heard that laugh, I was like, no.
I can imagine you.
Have you now changed your laugh?
You can't really change your laugh. It's instinctive.
No, you're born with it. No.
Okay.
I can imagine you laughing into the mirror and then just suddenly stopping and going real serious. Oh, my God, I'm my mum.
Exactly what happened.
Rachel from Wakery, when did you realise you were a product of your parents?
When I started using essential oils roll-on instead of perfume.
Oh, dear. Is your mum or dad really into the essential oils, like lavender before you go to bed, things like that?
Yes. Oh, she's all about it, and she bought me for Christmas this little roll-on thing that I can keep in my bag, and, you know, instead of having perfume with me, and I've been wearing it ever since she bought it for me for Christmas, and I just walk around smelling like a lavender.
Growing up, though, were you like, nope, I don't want to be any part of this essential oil stuff, because I know people like are a bit iffy about it, but what made you change?
Oh, I don't know. It's just handy to have. And, you know, my last perfume sort of ran out around the same time she got it for me. So I was like, oh, whatever. Instead of spending money and buying more perfume, I'll just keep using this thing mum bought me.
Does it work? Have any of, like, the oils for specific things worked for you?
I mean, I don't smell bad, so I guess it works.
I mean,
that's
beneficial, but...
That works.